Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1 continuing for a second Community Connection. I get the opportunity to talk with Director of Family Promise for Washington, or excuse me, of Washington County, Ashley Sykes. First of all, Ashley, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
And Family Promise, I'm going to let you give the mission statement, but as I recall, the organization has been around. You're not new, but you're not brand new. So you've been around for a while.
We've been here for almost 3 years in August, so we are we definitely hit the ground running with Family Promise. It's been in the works for about 3 years prior to us being able to actually get everything in place and funding and that kind of thing. So we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are a program that's here to help homeless children and their families. Our mission is to help homeless families achieve independence through a community-based response. So for our program, it really takes the whole community to help our families.
That phrase really is particularly true in your situation. Well, you can,
absolutely,
you can dispute it or not anytime else, but we're going to say it's true in this situation.
Absolutely.
And so you're asking for help financially, volunteer time. You're asking people to understand what you're trying to accomplish and do the right thing to get behind it.
Yes, we have a great partnership with several agencies in the community. It's partly how we get our referrals, as well as people hearing about us through our Facebook page or our website, that kind of thing, and they will reach out to us through those. And we also use local churches, and that's a big part of our program as well. We are still looking for a few more churches. We would like to have 13, and we have 9 right now.
I would say it's a neighborhood of 10. I wasn't sure, but I knew that was the right neighborhood that you had of churches that have said, we want to help, we will do this or this, or, and I'm sure the commitment varies, but you've got about 10, 9, you say, that have already stood up and figuratively put their name on the paper.
Absolutely. We have 9 churches, and their commitment is one time a quarter. So they will host a family for a week at a time, once a quarter, so 4 times a year. Is their commitment to our program, and they are a very crucial piece in this program, not only for just the love and support for the families, but their hospitality and opening up their church doors to let these families in and really be just that support that these families need.
Well, whether it's homelessness or poverty or a lot of other things that kind of all run around together, it takes a lot of help to get out of that, you know, that first step out. Then you got other steps to do, but that first step out is, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of help.
Yes, Family Promise is a little bit different in the fact that the way we help our families, we do have a screening process that the families have to go through, and so they do have to have a drug screening and a background check, and once those things are completed and come back okay, then we go into an intake process and kind of we do a life questionnaire, which can take a few hours to do. We really want to make sure that a family is motivated and really wants to work on things for themselves and get better for their families. And so the process, there is a process that goes through that. And once a family is accepted into the program, we work with these families very closely. We're small, so we can only take no more than 3 to 5 families at a time, no more than 14 individuals. And we help them really closely along the way. So we do case management, parenting. We do at least 3 budgets throughout the course of them being in the program. They are required to get a job. So they do have to save 80% of their check when they get a job. And then that way that helps them to be able to afford a deposit and a couple of months' rent. Kind of gets them to where they're ahead of the game a little bit when they move out. And then we also stay with them for a year afterwards. So just to kind of make sure if they have any kind of life choices, big decisions that come up, we can be there and we can help them through that process.
So you're a friend along the way, a sounding board for some ideas, and maybe you're probably not there to, well, yeah, probably are to a certain extent to hold them accountable for the choices they've already made.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They do have it's not an easy program to go through. I will say I've done a little bit of everything through that program. I've stayed the night at the churches myself. I've driven the bus. I do the case management. So I'm there really close with these families. And I'll tell you, them being able to follow this routine, you really have to be motivated and you really have to want to change for yourself. They do have to be at the church by a certain time. There are rules they have to follow. They get up and they leave the church by 6:30 every morning. We have a bus that takes them to and from. So, you know, they have rules that they have to follow. And if they don't follow those rules, there can be consequences behind those. So,
yeah, and again, we say you're relatively new, but you do have the track record already to say we have what I'm going to call graduates of the
yes.
program. The people have done the program, and it has worked for them.
Yes, we have about here, well, nationally, we have over 200-plus affiliates, mm-hmm. which their graduation rate is about 80%. And here locally, we have a graduation rate of about 85%.
Good for you.
And we've graduated 11 families out of the program. And all of those families I keep in contact with in one way or the other, whether it's just saying, hey, just checking in and see how things are going. And to, if they, like I said, if they have a problem that they want to talk to me about, but they are all still very successful, doing well. And I think that having the community behind them to help them and kind of mentor them is really huge. We've even had families that, by going to each church, have found a connection mm-hmm. at that church and decided to join one of those churches and become a member there. We had one that just got baptized a couple weeks ago. And it's just really neat to see. We have some that give back by driving our bus. They've already graduated, but we have one that drives our bus 2 days a week for
right.
us. I mean, some that join those churches and then become hosts for those new families that come in. It's really neat to see those things happen.
And you mentioned that you partner with many of the other nonprofits that I'll say butt up against your mission. You're not doing it by yourself.
Right, right. We do have several programs, a lot more than what we did have. And I work a lot with the Lighthouse. Just we kind of really go back and forth on families. And if they don't have the space, they may call me. Or if I don't have the space, I might reach out to them. We are the only two that I am aware of that take families.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have other programs that may take single men or may take single women, but not families.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, I mean, the need is very great. We had about 380 homeless children here in Bartlesville.
Which I'm sure helps you when you're contacted by somebody that is in that situation and you have to say, I can't accommodate you right now, but maybe this organization can.
Yes, I definitely do not like to get off the phone with a family unless I can point them in some sort of direction. I try my best to do that. Sometimes resources are limited or space isn't available and they're not willing or don't want to go to Tulsa or somewhere else because their kids are here.
Mm-hmm.
So I really try to do my best on helping them with some sort of resource until maybe we can, you know, they're on a waiting list and we may be able to get them in at some point in time.
Now, you said you need about 3 or 4 more churches to step forward. It's that 4 times a year commitment, but let's specifically, what are the churches being asked to do?
They are being asked to do this commitment 4 times a year. Even though we don't have the 13 churches right now,
okay.
that's still all we are committing them to do. Once we get the 13 churches, then we have what we need and we don't have what we call possibly a down week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the churches provide a meal in the evening time for the families. Everybody kind of sits down and eats together. And then the church provides a space for the families to sleep. And that's kind of how Family Promise works. And then we... Like I said, they get up in the morning and they come back to the day center. So they do get up and come back mm-hmm. every day. We do that for a couple of reasons. But one is we really don't want a family to get too comfortable, because if they get too comfortable, maybe they lack their motivation a little bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so we want them to really push and want to get a job and want to get their own place. And that's the goal ultimately in
sure.
the end.
I'm just sitting here thinking about it, very little would say temporary better than we're changing locations every week. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. That's really what it is. And it takes about 3 to 4 months to graduate from our program.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how long it takes. We usually like for a family to have anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500 saved, depending on what kind of job and how much they get paid. And that is really what we like them to have so that they have enough money to pay a couple months rent as well. Affordable housing is really tough in this area, especially if you are paid a minimum wage job, because we want you to be successful. So we don't want you to go into something that you're going to be over your head in and not be able to afford.
Because you're kind of there as among the people that are guiding this family along, and you want them to, you know, make some good choices, and you probably experienced some situations where somebody else didn't, and you have to help with the result.
Absolutely. We have. We, like I said, our success rate has been really good, and we have only had about two families that have not successfully completed the program, and I still talk with those families. I still help them. I still guide them, even though they may not have made it through our program. I still want to be there for them and try to help them however I can. So we really do want these families to be successful. And most of the time, the families that come to us are families like me and you. That could happen to anybody at any given time. But the difference is, if something like that happened in my situation, I have a support system. I have somebody that I could go to that I know I would not be in a homeless situation. And these families do not. They do not have a support system that they could fall back on. And they may have landed themselves in a divorce, in a loss of job situation, that because that made them unemployed. Now they don't have a place to fall back on because they're being evicted. Mostly little things like that that happen that put these families in a situation of hardship.
And it's those friends they made with you, with the people they've met at the hopefully 13 churches, and the other folks that they're going through the program with, that they can share some problems with, that is part of why this is a successful program.
Yes, I think it's having those community volunteers and people and people in our program that wrap our arms around these families and really take them in and really try to guide them along the way.
So if you want to help, whether you're a person of influence in your church that's not a member, whether you just want to help as an individual, volunteer, financial contributions, those are all something you would be interested
in. Yes, and we have a Facebook page that has a way to contact us, as well as our website. So our website is www.familypromise-ok.org.
Okay.
And then our Facebook page is just Family Promise of Washington County, Oklahoma. And you can look us up on Facebook. And we like to keep a lot of updates on there about families and what's going on. And if we have a permission from a family, we'll post their pictures. Some don't like that. But we really keep that up to date and kind of let the community know what's going on. And really quickly, I do have a list of the churches that we do have that I can go on ahead and tell everybody who is involved in Family Promise. We have Adams Boulevard Church of Christ, Disciples Christian Church, Good Shepherd, Unitarian Universalist Church, Dewey United Methodist Church, Dewey Church of Christ, Our Savior Lutheran Church, St. Luke's, and Town and Country are our nine churches that we have right now. And then our support churches, which a support church maybe gives financially, maybe provides meals when other churches can't find enough volunteers, or we have maybe a down week, or provides volunteers for overnight stays or things like that at another church that maybe they're lacking a couple of volunteers at. And that's City Church, Eastern Heights, and Highland Park Baptist Church.
Thank you to all those people that are part of those churches.
Huge thank you to those churches.
Well, again, if you'd like to get involved, check out the website, check out their Facebook page, and we'll get more later.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
That's
a Community Connection, Family Promise of Washington County on 1400 K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.